Opioid overdoses are up in the Rochester region again, according to data from the Monroe County Health Department. And as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, some officials are hopeful that plans adopted this year will make a difference. But not everyone is convinced.
The health department says 220 people died from illegal opioid overdoses in Monroe County in 2017. That's up from a mere 11 when the county started collecting data in 2011. But despite the rising death toll, officials are saying it's predictable. Here's Gates Police Chief Jim Van Brederode.
We're not surprised by the numbers.
And here's Monroe County Undersheriff Corey Brown.
They were not unexpected.
And Monroe County Health Commissioner Michael Mendoza.
We're not really seeing anything here that we didn't already know.
Mendoza says the county has all the steps in place to combat the epidemic.
We just need to, continue with what we're doing. And what we're doing is really trying to make good on the opioid action plan.
That action plan includes training people to use Narcan to reverse an overdose, suing opioid manufacturers for misleading consumers, and expanding educational outreach to discourage people from using opioids in the first place. But Mark Assini, the Gatestown supervisor, says that's not good enough. He says hospitals have an important role to play, and they haven't done enough to make treatment available for people addicted to opioids.
Not one single hospital has opened up one single bed in the middle of the worst crisis in our lifetime for this opioid epidemic. Not one.
Local hospitals say they are either working on a plan to open up more beds for detox treatment or are already at capacity and cannot fit any more patients. Mendoza says it takes time to shift attitudes and adjust a healthcare system. He says it's not fair to look at the data and conclude that the county's response is inadequate simply because the death toll is rising.
What we don't know is what it would have been had we not been doing what we are doing. What we're seeing is that the numbers are increasing across the country.
The data does not include deaths attributed to prescription opioids. It does show that the rate of increase in deaths from illegal opioids is slowing, though health officials say it's too early to say whether the crisis has peaked. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.